The 50-foot motor yacht Lorelei was moving at about 8 knots down the middle of Chatham Strait on June 28th when it stopped, very suddenly.
Everything was thrown forward, all drawers, forward-facing, opened up, and we just came to a halt, seemingly within a boat length, and we just didn't know what to think. I immediately looked at the depth sounder, thinking we hit something like a reef or a rock, but of course we were in the middle of Chatham Strait, and the depths were greater than 1,000 feet.
That was the Lorelei's owner, Victor Grabner. He rushed to the engine room to check for leaks. No visible damage. Up in the wheelhouse, his wife Diane searched for the cause of their abrupt stop. A humpback whale surfaced and flipped a bloody tail at the boat.
It never even occurred to us that a boat of our speed and our size would possibly run into a whale.
After reporting the collision to the Coast Guard, Grabner steered toward Petersburg to check the boat for unseen damage.
While we were in Petersburg, we talked to another boater who, even before we told him that we hit a whale, told us he hit a whale. And we said, wow, did you report? And he said, no.
Grabner's call to the Coast Guard eventually put him in touch with Marine Mammal Stranding Coordinator Elyria Jensen at the National Marine Fisheries Service in Juneau. NMFS is responsible for tracking ship strikes. Jensen says that 2 whale strikes have been reported so far this year, both by small vessels like the Lorelei.
Those are the most common reports, and often they're self-reports of a skiff hitting a whale or just, you know, pleasure boater, recreational, cabin cruiser.
These strikes can be dangerous for small boats, according to National Park Service wildlife biologist Janet Nielsen.
In some cases, that can be a serious collision for the whale as well, but in many cases, it's more serious for the vessel. A whale can do a lot of damage to a smaller vessel, and it's really becoming a public safety issue where the operators of smaller vessels that are colliding with whales are in many cases getting injured by those collisions.
Nielsen says strikes often occur because humpback whales can't hear fast-moving vessels.
A lot of people are under the perception that humpback whales and other baleen whales can detect vessels on the water through echolocation or sonar, that they know that we're there, but baleen whales do not have the ability to echolocate like toothed whales, and so they're often just relying passively on hearing vessels, and they really might have, we think that they have probably a difficult time detecting fast-moving vessels because they just did not evolve in an environment with fast-moving underwater sound, so it's hard for them to locate a fast-moving vessel. So the best thing to do is slow down, keep a sharp lookout.
Nielsen and NMFS's Jensen are co-authoring a study on whale strikes in Alaska, along with another Park Service biologist and a researcher at the University of Alaska Southeast. The study shows that since 1978, 109 whale strikes have been reported, with more in recent years. However, Nielsen says that only a fraction of collisions are reported, which complicates the question of whether they're actually on the rise.
But we would expect to see an increase in the number of strikes because the humpback whale population, at least, is on the rise. It's estimated to be increasing about 5% per year in Southeast Alaska. And so with more whales around, there's just more and more chances of them getting hit.
An estimated 3,000 to 5,000 humpback whales feed in Southeast Alaskan waters during the summer months. Grabner, who hit the whale in Chatham Strait, says he keeps a closer eye on whales near his boat than he used to.
Saw one yesterday, and you know, it's just kind of a little minor alarm aboard when we see one because we're now extra cautious, now having learned that, you know, you can run into them, or they run into you, depending. But anyway, there's risk of collision, and it kind of changed our attitude towards taking whale sighting much more seriously than we have in the past.
Law requires boaters travel at an undefined, safe speed near humpbacks, but only Glacier Bay National Park has a speed limit of 13 knots. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.